hard for parents of young children to find time for just about anything. So it's no small feat that families from all 50 states have travelled to DC this week to call on Congress to address what some have called a childcare crisis. They're pushing for new federal policies that would guarantee childcare, parental leave, and early childhood mental health care, among other things. The protest is organised by a group called Zero to Three, and with us now is Patricia Cole, the group's Senior Director for Federal Affairs. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. We've also got Danny Troncoso here. He's a parent who came from Eden, North Carolina to DC to make his voice heard. Hi, Danny.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Danny, let's start with you telling us about your family, because you have two little ones right there with you in DC.
Yes, Zalia is one and Kalila is 3 years old. And yes, they are here with me.
And he's just dashed back in from a diaper change. Hopefully they'll let Daddy talk to us for a few minutes, because you're now the stay-at-home dad. And I understand you left your job to take care of your two young children because you and your wife, Marilyn, couldn't find childcare. How has that been?
Well, it's been kind of a gut punch, to be honest. My wife, Marilyn, and I, since we were young, we were like, we wanted to do everything the way that our parents taught us, particularly. So we made sure to wait before we had kids until we were prepared. We took all the steps we thought were necessary. And for the simple reason that we cannot find childcare, there's a wait list of like, I think it was 14 months for our daughter to get into daycare. So one of us had to stop working because there was literally no other option. We didn't have family. There was no choice.
And so obviously you had to do that. How are you making ends meet on one income with two little children?
Barely. That's how, yeah, barely. It's been really tough. I mean, we're a pretty average family. We went from maybe $80,000 a year, something like that, with three people total. And then once we had our second daughter, we went down to $50,000 a year for four people. So that was a pretty drastic change.
Mm. And, you know, we don't often see men as the primary caregivers or really even the ones to quit to stay home. That's usually always the woman. How has that felt for you, both professionally and also, you know, to be the one who has to rush off to change the diaper as soon as that needs to happen?
Well, there's a weird stigma that I guess men sometimes feel as if they're doing lesser work if they do that, but it's quite the opposite because you never get to clock out. Before, I would get home and I'm like, I'm done for the day. That's not the case anymore. And I'm happy to do it for my daughters. I'm more than happy. You'll never hear me complain, but it is difficult to have so many skill sets, have so many years of experience in construction and all the fields that I've worked in, and it's no good. It does us no good financially. So it has been really difficult in that sense.
What are you telling members of Congress when you meet with them there in DC? Because I imagine many of them are well past their child-rearing years, let alone young children as young as yours. How are you making the case to people who are not living the reality you are? And maybe you're thinking, well, we took care of our kids when they were little and we survived just fine.
You know what? They have a point. That is true. Because at heart, I'm very conservative. But here's where I think it's a different point of view. We're going to lose so many more people in the workforce. That's the crisis I think is much more prevalent because individually, each family will make it work somehow. But as a country, if we keep losing people like the way that, you know, people that are perfectly healthy and willing to work like myself, if that just keeps happening, I can only see a downward spiral and that's really concerning.
Patricia, I'm going to bring you in now. I mean, you hear stories like Danny's all the time. Tell us about what is possible in Congress this year. Is there anything to address the kinds of needs that he and his family and many other families have?
Well, I think as you heard, childcare is front and center for so many American families. And as Danny says, it's a problem for our whole country. So we're pushing for the Child Care for Working Families Act, which would be a really comprehensive program. But we're also looking for funds to stabilize the childcare sector now that COVID funds are running out. Perhaps if there's an emergency supplemental for more defense funds, we should also look on the domestic side and realize the good of that. The other thing we're looking at is the child tax credit. There are bills out there to expand corporate tax breaks and cut taxes for many wealthier Americans. We think that the expanded child tax credit that helps so many families make ends meet needs to be returned. So those are two areas that we're looking at.
And is there bipartisan support for some of these bills that you're talking about?
I think perhaps not for the big vision bills, although we're certainly working on that. But I think there are certainly people on both sides of the aisle who are looking at how can we solve some of these problems like childcare. Whether we can get to the right solution is something that we're still pushing for and hoping that members get the message that babies are not a partisan issue. Babies are really our country's future.
Patricia Cole is Senior Director for Federal Affairs for Zero to Three in Advocacy Group. And Danny Troncoso is a stay-at-home dad from Eden, North Carolina. Patricia, Danny, thank you to both of you.
Thanks for having
You're
us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.